In the reality business, Doug had learned to recover fast. When hit with surprises, adapt, play the scene you've got, fix it later in the editing room. As a matter of fact, Andy, this is a very good time. I was going to tell Darlene all about you guys at dinner, so now we can all get on the same page at the same time. Stan, never far from paranoia, said, "Tell her all about us? Which all is that, Doug?" "Come in, Darlene," Doug said, and when she sidled past him into the room, he shut the apartment door and said, "Darlene, these guys are going to be in another reality show we're just putting together that I want you for. That's Andy, that's Stan, and that's John, and I don't know these other two." Andy, a natural master of ceremonies, said, "The kid is Judson, and the guy with the banana is Tiny." Doug said, "Tiny?" "It's a nickname," the big man growled, and put the banana down. Darlene, who also adapted fast, grinned a little loosely at Tiny and said, "It doesn't do you justice. I'm sure it doesn't." Andy said, "Doug, you want her for the show? Walk me through this." "Let's all sit down," Doug said, "as long as we're all here." There were chairs and sofas to accommodate them all, but not much over. Once they were all seated, Darlene said, "Doug, what kind of reality show are they going to be in? Not a farm stand." "How do I phrase this?" Doug wondered. "The fact is, these guys are, crooks," John said.
"Criminals," Tiny grumbled.
"Thieves," Stan said.
"Professional thieves," Andy expanded and grinned.
"Licensed and bonded."
Darlene said to Doug, "You're going to do a reality show about professional thieves? Doing what?"
"Thieving," Doug said.
"Professionally thieving," John explained.
"I don't understand," Darlene admitted. "These people even say they're thieves, and you give them the keys to your apartment?"
"I didn't give them the keys to my apartment," Doug told her. "Apparently they don't need the keys to my apartment."
Stan said, "How is this Darlene, is it?"
"Yes," she replied simply.
"Darlene," he repeated, and said to Doug, "What's she going to do on the show?"
"You can't have an all-male national television series," Doug explained.
"Not even professional wrestling. Darlene was going to have a part on The Stand this year, but it didn't work out, so it occurred to me she could be a very good addition to our show."
"As?" Stan asked.
"As," Doug told him, "a gun mall." Everybody else looked blank, while Darlene looked appalled.
"A gun mall?"
"Sure," Doug spread his hands. "What's a gang without a gun mall?"
"I don't have a gun," Darlene said. That comes